Do you remember the first time you believed in something you couldn't see? I remember the exact moment it happened to me. My mom was making the bed, something I'd come to see as her daily ritual, like a prayer done with sheets. I think it's why the woman was obsessed with good sheets. Not necessarily the high thread count kind, but the crunchy cotton kind. She had them starched for maximum crunch. I was 5. Her father, the person she loved most in the world besides her 2 daughters, had just died the night before after a long and painful battle with pancreatic cancer. She'd been crying, but she also had this serene smile on her face that felt oddly out of place with that sad day. I sat at the end of the bed watching her, and she told me the story that set in motion a spiritual life neither one of us could have imagined for me. She told me that while she was making the bed that morning, pressing her crunchy sheets flat to get out the wrinkles, she had been sobbing, racked with grief at the thought of living in a world that no longer had her father in it. She stopped, looking directly at me, and said, "And then the strangest thing happened. I heard his voice talking to me, clear as day. I just knew it was him. My grandfather was an inventor in his spare time, always playing with his ham radio, tinkering in a shop, figuring out how things work by taking them apart. He was a curious man. I know this because I feel his blood in my blood. Ever the adventurer, he told my mom if there was a way to communicate with her, he would find it and let her know. And he did. I look back at that day, now 47 years ago, and I can point to it as the moment I believed in magic. I bring this up with you today because it's witch season, a powerful time to work your magic. Are you feeling anything over there as you read this? Excitement, resistance, danger? That wouldn't be unusual. That's our training showing. We're taught to see power as dangerous. It's scary. The whole lot of women lost their lives because of those 5 letters strung together, witch. It can't be explained or measured, and in a world that only values what we can see and prove, that feels crazy. It feels outlandish and overwhelming, like where do you even begin, and how do you know when you're there? I'm going to piss off a lot of witches saying this, but it's not about learning or practicing anything in particular, although many believe you have to study for years to be initiated into a coven to become a real witch. I'm going to fast track that conversation because that's how I roll. As I'm talking about it here, being a witch isn't about a religion, a trope, or a lifestyle. It's a birthright. It's not something we need to be given. It's something we have already. It's about believing in what we can only know with our senses. It's about remembering wisdom that's been buried deep inside. It's about embodying what lives inside. It's about trusting our power will be of service. I have worked with loads of people over the years who have rolled their eyes at this idea, myself included. Engineers, attorneys, architects, scientists, analysts, atheists, agnostics, Catholics, men, women, non-binary folks. They found their way into deeper levels of power inside themselves. So it's not about where you come from, how you look, where you went to school or church, or what you do. It's about believing there is more inside you and the courage to let it out. What if there is power inside you not being used? Sure, you're plugged into the grid. I am too, so I'm not knocking it. But what if there's also a motherboard? And no one you ever respected talked about it, let alone pointed to it and said, "See that? That's yours. Want it?" My mom did that for me all those years ago, simply by making her bed and telling me her story. That experience imprinted me with the message, it's okay to believe this is real. I've come a long way since that moment at the end of my mom's bed. I am now that respected person who points and asks, "Want to go get it?" Over the past week, I've heard many people, clients, friends, strangers in the checkout line, talk about how it's witch season, often using safer code words for it, like witchy, wild, or harvest time, to describe how they feel when the winds swirl, leaves dance, and the dirt calls us outside. I read about this sensation beautifully the other day in the book, The Once and Future Witches. Quote, "They say you can't ever kill magic because it beats like a great red heartbeat on the other side of everything. That if you close your eyes, you can feel the thrumming beneath the soles of your feet." She goes on to say this, quote, "Witching is just like a conversation with that heartbeat, which only ever takes three things, the will to listen to it, the words to speak it, and the way to let it into the world." I love the author's audacity to make witching a verb. I dedicated an entire chapter in my second book, Ignite, Lighting the Leader Fire, about this power we have, especially how it intersects with how we show up in the world and lead. I read my chapter this week, but when I got to the end, it occurred to me I have even more to say. Stuff I've learned, tried, witnessed, played with, and experienced personally and professionally since my book came out in 2019. So I created a bit of a download of sorts. Call it a harvest from another year of witching. If you're remotely intrigued and want an excuse to witch around this season, keep your eyes out for next week's email where I share all the goods on that subject with you. I get specific, granular, and concrete. No eye of newt needed. But happy witch season to you. May it be filled with magic. P.S. I notice both of my books are having a major sale this month. So here's a heads up in case you have them, you've had them on your list. They must know it's witch season. P.S.S. I'm going to be offering self-guided courses on my snazzy new website that you can cozy up to this winter. I would love to hear your ideas. So hit reply, send me an email, reach out however you know best, and let me know what the top three topics are I could spend some time on that would have you say yes, please. Seriously, I'm all ears over here, pen poised, so have at it.